a lot of fun. So I'll be back in 2 weeks. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Sharon Jones of Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, and you're tuned to WGXC 90.7 FM Accra. Come on, y'all, get funked up, get sold up, get on down with the sound of the town.
Lávese las manos, evite a las personas enfermas y evite tocarse la cara. Hay acciones cotidianas para ayudar a prevenir la propagación de enfermedades respiratorias. Visite cdc.gov/COVID-19. Gentileza de la National Association of Broadcasters y de esta estación.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Tim Hunt of Tilson, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Explain. People, lots of different people in a room having lots of different isolated conversations, people drifting in and out of each conversation, your attention being held by some person as you speak to them, and as you talk and as you listen, you sort of test your own form of attention and see if you can listen to some other conversation, some near conversation, or maybe a conversation happening all the way across the room while you're speaking. While you're speaking and while you're listening to maybe the one person that you're speaking to, you might be saying something, And maybe you get a little jumbled in what you say, but at the same time, you're trying to hear the bits of words, the bits of speech from across the room, and trying to piece together somebody else's conversation that you're not having. It sort of works the same way that you see people in a room. There's always this sort of romantic ideal of finding some partner to be in the sort of sliver between the backs of two people or in the mix of a crowd there across the room in the slight in between of somebody's shoulder in the back of somebody else's head. You see somebody, but maybe you just see part of them. I miss those little fractions, those little broken bits that sort of test our attention, make us both incredibly present and also possibly separated from ourselves in every moment of being in a crowd. The feeling of being alone in a conversation and at the same time reaching to other conversations that you're not having. I'm laying on the floor. I think you can probably hear both my voice through the air, and you can probably hear the way that my throat sort of sagged down to the back of my neck. You can maybe even hear some of the reverberation that my voice speaking out to the ceiling is actually vibrating in the floor, carrying over to my microphone that's also on the floor.
Analysis of random or synchronized crowds. A random crowd is one in which there is no unifying influence. It would normally consist of a number of subsets or groups, such as table groupings at a restaurant or groups of two or more at a hotel or social gathering. The identifying characteristic of such a crowd is that each group behaves independently, and thus the resulting noise output is random. A synchronized crowd is one which has some outside influence which can control and unify the noise emissions. Such influences include sporting events where crowds may cheer in unison in response to some spectacular occurrence. Concert crowds also unify at times of acclamations. A normally random crowd, such as a crowd of club patrons, can also produce a unified response if there is an important sporting event on a video screen. Whether a crowd is random or synchronized will affect their noise output. However, the most influence is on the peak transient events. For a random crowd, the transient noise events would initially be above the babble at low crowd numbers. As the crowd number increases, the transient events gradually become swamped by the babble, after which the listener would only hear the babble with no discernible individual outbursts. For the synchronized crowd, the unified cheers are much louder than the transient outbursts of the random crowd.
As I lay on the floor, I have my palms out. My palms aren't resting on the floor, but my fingertips are. My elbows on both sides are touching the floor a little unevenly, and then I sort of shift my shoulders around to try to even out the way they feel and how they're touching on the floor. The sort of flat part of the back of my head is resting on the floor, making it feel a lot softer than it actually is. My heels are touching the floor in a hard spot. Somebody is singing outside. The bones of my lower back, or maybe my pelvis, around my belt, or touching the floor. My shoulder blades are touching the floor. A stiff part of both of my calves are touching the floor. My eyes are wandering around, not touching the floor. Someone is still singing outside. I think about all the little parts of me that are touching the floor, breaking them down further, my thumbs, what part of my thumbs, my fingertips, what part of my fingertips, is there some pressure, a little more on my pinkies as my hands just slide over, what cool air do I feel under my palms as they're slightly elevated. I miss crowds and how when you push through a group of people to speak to somebody or negotiate a moment to jump into someone else's conversation, you only get the bits of people. The ceiling, as if there were two sort of spears going through both of my eyes, so that every place that I look up at the ceiling would correspond to a place that each of my eyeballs are tracing on the floor. And I think a little bit about what small drawing that might make on the floor. And if I look around in the right places, if they might trace something of a fractured resemblance to what I see on the ceiling, how at no moment they would actually break a line or make this line not continuous. I do the same with my throat, thinking about the movement of air that's coming out of my mouth every time I open it, and how it might correspond with a movement of air going down towards my groin and out between my legs every time I pass a breath with voice. How I might speak in two ways at once. How I might look at two ways at once. My voice feels a little longer if I think about my voice moving in these two ways. almost making a bit of an L, passing down my body, but also moving up towards the ceiling from my mouth. I start to feel the back of my throat sort of pitch a little bridge from the core of my body to where my head is resting on the floor, so that the back of my throat doesn't feel like it's sagging anymore. Think about all the ways that I might make my voice less monotone on the floor, and why I feel like my voice needs to be so monotone on the floor.
The following is a recording of the sitcom The Big Bang Theory, but with the laugh track removed.
Stuart knows my likes and dislikes, and I can count on his discretion if I pick up the occasional back issue of Superman's pal Jimmy Olsen. Which I don't.
Don't think of her as a stranger. Just think of her as a friend you haven't berated, lectured, or condescended to yet.
I hadn't thought of it that way.
You're welcome.
You're wise, and you smell like books. You really are the whole package. Just look at her over there. She just started and she gets to put up staff picks. I've been coming here for 10 years. I still can't put up Sheldon dislikes.
I talked to her yesterday. She really seems to know her stuff.
Challenge accepted.
That is not what that was.
Excuse me. I was wondering if you could recommend something.
Oh, sure. You want to tell me what you like?
I would not.
All right, well, you're wearing a Green Lantern shirt, so I'm guessing you're a DC fan. Although that's from the Alan Scott era, so you're probably not super into the current run. How would you feel about an alternate history where World War I was fought with dragons and magic?
That's what I wanted the theme of my 10th birthday party to be.
Check this out. It's by Kurt Busiek.
You know, if you're interested in alternate histories, Neil Gaiman wrote one called 1602.
I'm sorry, we're in the middle of something here.
It is pretty good, actually. He takes the Marvel superheroes and he puts them into Elizabethan England.
Let me guess. Everyone thinks the X-Men are witches.
Yeah.
Why don't you take this home, and if you don't like it, return it and I'll give you your money back. Just don't tell Stuart.
Stuart who?
Effect of situational context on crowds. It can be observed that the overall behavior of a crowd and its subsequent noise emissions depend upon situational context. For example, a crowd attending a funeral will be expected to behave differently from a crowd attending a sporting event. People tend to speak more quietly in private quarters, where rooms are smaller and more sound-absorbing. The speaker-hearer distance is shorter, and the ambient noise levels are lower. In public places and workplaces, a minimum speech level of around 60 decibels associated with a normal voice would usually be expected. Situations where amplified entertainment exists may result in higher levels of crowd noise, as crowd members would need to increase their vocal effort to talk over the entertainment and/or overcome temporary deafness caused by their experiencing temporary entertainment. People experience temporary deafness of between 3 and 9 decibels raise their corresponding vocal effort by between 1 and 5 decibels.
What's the sound of a crowd? There's something about a crowd or the sound of a crowd that's like getting lost. Try to pick up at any moment some part of something. And it's as if you've missed the middle of each path. You know where something was, you know where something is, but somewhere in between you get lost.
And that place that you're lost between seems to be another starting point of something else, linked somehow to an endpoint of something else, with a lost space between. Kind of little interlocking or syncopated, endlessly bridging set of bits of speech. One piling on another, but never really giving space for a sort of harmony built on top of each other. So you end up with something like a quilt, where almost a quilt without stitches, but a quilt where each connective element is being separated from the next thing that they want to connect to by a connective tissue that is trying to connect to something else. So amidst it all, I think we're going to get lost. So I want to try to do something that that kind of emulates that, or maybe might give us together a memory of that sound, or some version of hearing that. For this, we need you need a piece of paper and something to write with. So just take a moment to get that. I have a piece of paper in front of me and a pencil. And just whatever comes to mind, try to grab I'll start with a word and just write down one word. I have task. And with that word, allow it to sort of spark a short phrase or a sentence. Grow that sentence around it. And write that down. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. I have seven words. Something around that would be great. It's a little bit longer or a bit shorter, that's also okay. And let's just read them out. I'll read mine first and then you read yours. I have told of a task together. Now you read yours. And now let's just mark it in terms of syllables. So just make a line under each syllable, or circle each syllable. I'll do mine silently. So I have told of a task together. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. How many syllables do you have? Take a moment to count yours out. So now with that, number each one. So one for me, 1 to 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I am going to take all of my even numbers, all my odd numbers, and write them down in a column. I want you to take all of your even numbers and write them down, rewrite those syllables down in a column. Just rehearse them in your head. Make sure you have them right. I do her. Okay, so you should have all your evens written down in a column. I have all my odds written down in a column. So I'm going to read... I'll just say here mine. I told a tutor, right? The full phrase was, I have told of a task together. And the odd numbers are, I told a tutor. So now let's try just really easily interlocking. So I'll start. We're just counting from 1 to, you know, maybe 10 if you have 10 syllables, maybe more. I'm going to read just my odds, and in between you're going to read your evens. So I'll give a little space between. And we'll be sort of on a beat like this. I, you, told a to there. Okay, let's try again. I told a to there.
Atomic, the air, as water, as soil, is already crowded. Atoms, particulate, massed, motioning, metabolic, enmeshed, crowd air. And a loud's a crowd, atomic, atomizing, when voice, larynxed, vocal-folded, lip-shaped breath, strikes, drumming air's membrane of transmissive dimensionality, brined as voices by it. On all kinds of terror, paths, walkways, not made though left behind, are crowded, ghosted by gate. Joyce in Ulysses, himself like a radio. The troop of bare feet, that is oratory. Chorality, Stephen Connor would call it, of a massing of matter that issues, instruments somehow, adjoining, in singular plural, utterance possible, maybe. Though sometimes nothings crowd, we, legged microbiomes, crowd ourselves alone, empty full. Prehension crowding perception, intelligences crowding minds, tinnitus crowding hearing, sentiences crowding body houses, sensation always already over full. No such solitary. Solidarity. From solid, that myth of object hooded entirety. Even the anchoress had her crowds, audience through a window of a cell. Voice can multiply here, in cave or cell, and come back at one, booming, echolocative. And what are voices before, those that have struck walls of any media, crowding, permeating them? Listen stethoscopically for residue of these crowds that will not deafen us.
Okay, let's start with a new phrase, just so we don't get too lost in that. So write down, let's do the same thing again. You start with one word of some kind. If you have a book in front of you, you can borrow from that. And expand it into a sentence. I'm going to be a little bit longer this time. I'll read my sentence. The image also... What is this? I'm taking from a book. The image also has to be taken by a double. So same thing. Let's split it up into syllables. So circle first or underline the separation in syllables. So I have the image also has to be taken by a double, right? So number them again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I have 14. What do you have? Read your sentence out. And now read it out, just sounding the syllables or making the syllables clear in their distinction from each other. The image also has to be taken by a double. And write out, again, you're going to be with evens. It'll just be easier for now. You'll be with evens and I'll be with odds. So I'm going to go down. So you're writing down a column just of the syllables, just your even numbers. So just read the column down. Go ahead. And mine are the odd so to te by do. The odd so to te by do. Is that right? You can put if you know. For me, it's sort of hard to try to figure out what these were linked to so we can get a sense of how they actually sound. Because I have the, and then a, it looks like age, but it actually comes from image. So edge, edge, edge. So just write maybe in parentheses before it to remind yourself, or after it, if it helps. So I have the im in parentheses, edge. And then all, which I'm not going to say, so. And then I have two, and I have te as in taken. So ken is going to be in parentheses. By is all on its own. And then double is not double, but double. So do, and then the rest in able, maybe, is in parentheses. So the adj so to te by do. The adj so to te by do. The adj so to te by do. Read your own, even if it's over me, read your own through until you really have the sounds. The age, the adj so to te by do. 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 Okay, then let's do the same interlocking. The. So I'll make a beat. And I'm going to be first. The aj so te by do. The aj so te by do. Say bye, though. I skipped one. All right, let's start again. I was going to speed up. The aj to to te bye to. The aj so to te bye do. I lost mine too, not to. The aj so to te bye do. The aj so to te bye do. So remember, you're interlocking with me. The aj so to te bye do. 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 The aj so to te bye do.
What you hear are the bells worn by a group of Sylvester Clausen from the Appenzell region of Switzerland, who dance from house to house in the early morning of New Year's to bring good luck to each home. Film called Gates Neues by Thomas Luchinger.
All right, let's do one more phrase. So find a word or find a phrase, or if you have a sentence that just comes to mind, great. Maybe something a little bit shorter. But certainly not shorter than 4 or 5 words. 4 or 5 syllables. If you have a book in front of you, it'll help. Just scan down and find something. Just pick whatever. I have... doesn't have to be a complete sentence. Is equal across history, forward, and back. So, circle the syllables. Is equal across history, forward, and back. And then count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Mine's still 12 syllables, but we'll work with it. And then... back to the same. You write your evens, I'll write my odds. Down in a column, just the syllables. Is wall across store I have is wall cross store for end. 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 Just try reading it over mine. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Maybe you have 7. Just read them. Try reading them as one contiguous sound. Is wall cross store for end. Is wall cross store for end. A little louder. Is wall cross store for end. Is wall cross store for end. And a bit louder. Is wall cross store for end. Is wall cross store for end. Try to read it loud enough that you can't hear me. Is wall cross store for end. 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 Is wall cross really stretch each sound. Is wall cross store for end. 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 Switch to the last one. Is wall cross store for end. The ad so to tabido. And the first one. I told to there. I told to there. I told to there. Is wall cross store for end. I told to there. I told to there. The ad so to tabido. Is wall cross store for end. The I told to there. The ad so to tabido. Is wall cross store for end. I told to there. The ad so to tabido. Is wall cross store for end. And try to add some kind of inflection as if you're asking a question with some of them. Is wall cross store for end. Is wall cross store for end. I told ta to there. The ad so to tabido. The ad so to tabido. I told to ta there. Is wall cross store for end. The ad so to tabido. I told to there. Is wall cross store friend? The arch so to tabido. Is wall cross store friend? The arch so to tabido. Is wall cross store friend? I told our to there. The arch so to bido. Is wall cross store friend? Okay, pause for a second. Just circle these as little units. We have 3 of them if you've been with us the whole time. Otherwise, you might have 1 or 2. Let's just alternate between those. So, I'll read 1, you read 1, then I'll read 1. We might overlap a little bit. Is wall cross store for end, you. I told to there, you. The also to tabido, you. Is wall cross store for end. The also to tabido. I told to there. Is wall cross store for end. Is wall cross store for end. I told to there. The ad so to tabido. Ah, to there. The ad so to tabido. Ah, to there. I told ah, to there. The ad so to tabido. Is walls cross store for end. I told ah, to there. I told ah, to there. The ad so to tabido. Is wall cross store for end. Ah, to there. To tabido. Cross store for end. Is wall.
We were the first week of watching today.
Go on.
Oh,
effect of alcohol on crowd sound. The consumption of alcohol has the potential to increase the level of crowd noise as people lose their inhibitions and become more boisterous. Studies have also indicated that alcohol can affect auditory thresholds, impacting upon the ability of a person to hear in certain frequencies, including those used for speech.
All right, let's work with the set of words that I have here, but let's work at them all together, or the bits of syllables that I have. One is wall, which came from equal, so wool, maybe more like wool than wall. Wool, equal. The other is age, image, or maybe idge. The other two are mixes, tote, and crustor. Wool, idge, tote, and crustor. Wool, idge, tote, and crustor. Let's take these with us, and I want you to find a space on the floor to lie down. So let's do that.
Okay, so lie down. And leave your hands to your sides, your arms to your sides, your palms facing the floor, your heels resting on the floor, your feet relaxed so they sag over to the outsides of your body, your throat relaxed so it feels like it's weighing down to the ground. Just think of four places that your body is making contact with the floor. So that might be as small as the outside of your thumb. It might be as large as your butt. It might be as small in another way as a certain part of your heel. Hard part of your heel that's hitting the floor. It might be a long form like one of your calves. It might be a sort of uncomfortable place in your back, your spine, that's touching more than others. Just isolate four places. Try to think of them. Count them off. One, 2, 3, 4. So I have, and hopefully they're different for you, I have my left elbow, I have my right thumb, I have my right heel, and the back of my head. Now, assign to one of these the sound wool. Just decide which one is wool. Just call it that. Wool. Wool for me is the back of my head. Wool. Then, and then idge. Assign where idge is. I'm making it easy for myself. I'm going sort of counterclockwise. Edges on my right thumb, and then tote is my heel, and crustor is my elbow. So remember where wool is. Idge, tote, and crustar. Now I want you to imagine that part of the body actually saying that at that place, saying the syllable. Idge. Wool. Idge. Cross star. Try to avoid letting it feel like every time that part of the body, your left elbow, for example, utters its syllable. So for me, cross star on my left elbow, that whenever it is enunciating, that it's not just tightening. You don't want to have the feeling that you're tightening your body there, but actually that it's speaking. It is speaking, crostar. Crostar. Wool. Crostar. Tote. Idge. How does it voice it? Wool. Idge. Crostar. Tote. Tote. Idge. Crostar. Idge. Idge. Wool. What happens when we start to link these together or allow them to speak almost simultaneously? Woolage. Woolage. Isual. Isual. Woolage. Tote. Crostarage. 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 Idge crostar. The point being that I want to make a crowd of my body, a crowd of voices. Imagining that I have at least four mouths next to my own mouth making a sound right now. That I have four other mouths distributed around my body, speaking each of these. You're not speaking them. These parts of your body are speaking them. You're speaking them to the ground and resonating through the floor as they make contact with the floor. Tote. Wultote. Wultote. Tote crostar. Tote crostar. Idge. Wool. Idge. Tote crostar. Crostar tote. Idge. Idgewool. 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 Idge tote. Crostar. Wool. Idge. Tote crostar. Tote. Idge. Wool. Tote crostar. Idge. Idgewool. Idgewool. Wool tote. Willage tote crostar. Crostar idgewool. Tote wool. Idge wool. Tote crostar. Crostar idge wool. Crostar idge wool tote. Crostar idge wool tote idge. Idge tote. Idge tote crostar wool. Wool. Tote crostar. Crostar crostar. Crostar idge tote wool. Wool. Woolage. Woolage. Idge wool. It's tote. It's tote crustar.